when we bought Mobile, we didn't know that they owned plastic equipment. The largest paperless, except for Jackson.
But also the impact in your region is not only helping you, but you have Florida, which of course those are powerful papers, and Mississippi, all of them.
The first. Jersey, New York, well, in ten states.
Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Right.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Do you have Springfield?
Yes.
There many years ago.
Was it a fair, what's the name of that?
Oh, I was there.
Paris Congress, actually, years ago. Nice, big one, probably one of them there.
Do you like some coffee or tea or ice tea?
Not time, you had a, what has happened in Newark to the news?
I didn't know that.
I couldn't make it. I thought that it was a prosperous paper.
It once was. When I bought the Newark Ledger, it was highly prosperous.
Yeah.
And before they got through with it, the unions got through with it, and they were buying $200 million. Only the unions put on business.
I remember when there was a time in the endorsement when Newark News was almost equivalent to that endorsement by the Perry State. And you're not a plain dealer, that's doing well.
Very well.
That's a simple paper.
So much so that when we bought that fair, I think you might.
Tom Bay, oh, I think. Oh, yeah.
Well, we were the second paper. And for years, Tom Bay was working. And all they were interested in is how much to get paid out of the property. Well, we haven't paid a dividend, and I own it now for about 7 years. Said to Tom, you go in there and operate the way you should. Never drawn a penny in, probably put in $8 to $10 million in the man's plan. And of course, he's passed the press. We have 40,000 more circulation in the press, and they're doing very, very badly.
The press is.
That's
hard. That's
very
hard.
So how about the plan dealer? You mean it is not making money?
Oh, yes, plan dealer's making money now.
Well, it wasn't.
Whatever they did make, they took out.
But you're plowing back in.
We're plowing back in.
That's
which we've done with all.
What about,
why don't you get some California?
Okay. Anything you can get for paper. Like any parts, 30 times or anything.
No, the paper that I wish to get is the Chronicle. The Chronicle's not well. The Chronicle's been a great paper. It's an old fashioned.
Something that I had decided not have to show it to you.
Oh, but the Times said,
well, you might like it.
4 months ago.
That's a cartoon.
No. So, 4 months ago, the wife was interviewed by Vogue magazine, which I own.
Hope you have Vogue too.
Well, I have all kinds.
I tell you, the women all read that.
And I didn't know that you had that. I should have. You own the magazine and Vogue too.
I own Vogue. House and Yard.
Oh, that's good.
My wife.
Ed Russell actually is the publisher.
No more.
That ain't one of these.
So, this was about 4 months ago. Now, my wife gave me this morning with a letter. She says, I want you to give it to Mrs.
This is not, this is now. This is what this is.
October 15th. This is now, Ted.
Oh, about.
She says, make sure to send me a letter and I can keep it in my file.
She'll get it. This is your one.
My one.
Very nice. I'll take this over to her now. She's up in New York. No, Chicago today to the Columbus Day. Columbus Day. That's a nice car.
With all of my acquisitions, go back 40 years. Before we did, before we made them, our lawyer went to see the Justice Department and gave them all the facts. When they get through, they said, well, we'll investigate and we'll let you know. They investigated, and we got word back that unless we get a serious complaint, you go right ahead. There never has been a complaint. There isn't one now. As we just said, I am one of the few, I don't know of any other group newspaper owners that is not on a stock exchange. I own all the stock, whereas on the group papers that are on the stock exchange, I have a lot of stockholders, and what has always disturbed me is someday some eager beaver bureaucrat will decide that he doesn't approve of group ownership, multiple ownership. He would say, well, I own 2% of newspapers in America, and I should be broken up. I'm afraid that at that time,
you mean because they would say that, see if I get it right, they would say that it's all right for the Los Angeles Times because it's on the big board to have group ownership and not for you.
Yeah, well, I'll be easy to tell.
Hearst.
Oh, Hearst, yes.
But you're not on the exchange.
No, I'm not on the
exchange. Okay, go ahead.
So, because I am not on exchange and don't have any stockholders, it will be easier to tackle me. You'll get less flack than stupid people. And I wanted to hope that I could go to somebody to say, well, if you look this over, it has no merit, then I'd like to, instead of being the guinea pig in something you're trying to do, I would like to have a friend who might present. I'll pitch my pitch,
right? All right. Let me ask this, would this involve, when you speak of Nick Beaver, you mean somebody,
is Erlen back?
No, sir, I don't believe you until Chase and the U.S. until late
Dean.
John Dean. We talked about that, and we talked particularly about the fact that they have all these gets down to is not media.
What it really gets down to is an attack on what I would call the business establishment, an anti-business compliance here. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Isn't that what it is?
Yep.
And in this instance, all that I can say to you is that my approach to it is very heavily colored by the fact that I'm accused of this and I plead guilty. I lean toward the businessman or businesswoman, I'm a future businessman, who can run a property correctly, runs it well, and makes a profit. And when I see groups of people trying to step in and demolish something solely because it is successful, it doesn't deal with me at all. As a matter of fact, I'll carry it further, this whole view of antitrust. If the United States let fly, I think that's supposed to happen in this office. But anyway, the whole field of antitrust, we are very seriously jeopardizing America's competitive position in the world by the enforcement of our antitrust laws.
Yes, that's a major thing.
We can't do it. Well, Europe is all together and gangs up on us. You deal with the Russians. It's the whole country, and here you have our guys all doing this. Well, anyway, John Connolly, when he was Secretary of the Treasury, became very interested in this subject. And we started studies within the administration very quietly. It has to be very quiet because you don't want to give an impression that you're going to go again and trust one another, then all the demagogues would get going. But I can assure you that my own views. I start with any one of these cases when they come to my attention. Our first to say, well, now let's look at the person who owns it. What kind of a job are they? They run a condition of property, and if they are, they go forward. Because basically, it's running the paper successfully. Mr. Dean, Mr. Newhouse,
how are you? Compliments to you.
John, I was discussing with Mr. Newhouse. He was formerly with the Department of Justice and came over here to Wisconsin for a few years ago, a couple of years ago. The general philosophy we have with regard to newspapers, television, et cetera, et cetera. His change, as you probably or maybe or may not be aware, is one of the unusual ones, commonly, which he's the sole owner. It's not on it. It doesn't have stock owner ownership. He has a number of newspapers in about 10 states. He's got to go among other things and a few television stations. And this question arises. Now, let's suppose some demagogue or even reader, as you might call him, starts to try to promote either in the Congress, like the head of their congressional hearings, or through the Justice Department, or through the FCC or something like that. They start a crusade for the purpose of breaking it up on the ground that it isn't a healthy thing for that kind of ownership to exist. I was pointing out to him that we approach that quite differently from some in this town. That we began by looking at the business aspects that if a publisher or an owner runs a good shop, we are not going to let him be harassed and torn up by a group on the outside. That in the name, they'll do it a number of ways. They'll say it's in the name of ecology, or in the name of equal rights, or in the name of this or that. They'll say, leave that to her condition. So they want to grab this or that, the other thing, and they're going to break it up. Where their real reason is they want to do it. That's really what it's about. See, they'll use the other. That's on these television things. From what I've been able to see, the counter-advertising. But I mean, when a group comes in, they come in and say, well, this particular television station is not serving the public interest because it doesn't give enough time to program. It's not doing enough here, there, and the other thing. And they'll argue about this or that. And then if they get in, they'll be just the same. Because after all, it's a business proposition, right?
So,
but isn't that really what you're concerned about?
On television, if everybody's going to be tempted, we have no objection.
Right.
So what we will do, I told her a few minutes ago, Buffalo has come to us and said, would you exchange your station services for us? So we will
accomplish the same thing, except we won't be doing it as good a job. However, I'm not interested in television.
Yeah.
If they leave me alone with newspapers,
right,
or magazines, at some point, Arthur Goldberg started suit against me in New York, saying he was too big.
Did he?
Yes, absolutely. Started suit. Lifton, who at that time was his sport, filed a suit in New York County. Well, they tried to get me to leave with them alone in Denver, which we had cut. And then they found the suit. Some eager people, some, they may think that is something that they can do. If it has merit, then I have no objection. But I'd like somebody to look at the facts, see what it has merit.
The man who is now head of the antitrust division of justice, Mr. Quirk, doesn't have the inherent belief that bigness is bad. And he looks at it and analyzes it and looks at it in terms of statute.
Let me suggest this, that the certainly he can be he knows my views, and he can be aware here in the White House, of course, you're quite aware of this. And if you see one of these situations arise, and he's a young man, probably around the first five, and you can be sure that we'll look into it. And but I must say, that's the